all things are possible. Work your strengths, hire your weaknesses.
Welcome to the Productivities Podcast. Greg Reed, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's dig into, for those who don't know about you, that have listened to this, that are listening to this program, first off, I've got the book in front of me, 3 Feet from Gold, Turn Your Obstacles into Opportunities. And you co-wrote this with Sharon Lecter with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I want to find out a little bit more about you and let my audience know a little bit more about you so that we can kind of direct the conversation in a way that I think is going to be productive for them, because, you know, there's a lot of a lot going on every single day for people. And I know the idea of turning obstacles into opportunities is something that people really are interested in kind of digging into.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Mike. This is really cool, and I've been looking forward to it. Hi, everyone. My name is Greg. I'm an author, speaker, and filmmaker in the mean streets of San Diego, California. Been published in over 100 books, 45 different languages. Got a PhD in literature, an honorary one alongside Tonino Lamborghini, and just got the star on the Walk of Fame in Las Vegas.
Awesome. Now, one of the things that as I was going through the book that stood out for me, and when I read a book, if something stands out to me, I'm going to go to it first before I kind of go in chronological order, is the idea of planning. And the thing that showed up right away when I was going through the contents of the book and I tore right to the page was stop planning. Now, I've long said that there's this quote that Eisenhower threw out, which is when going into battle, I find planning to be useful, but plans useless. But you've said stop planning altogether. So can you dig into that a little bit? Because I think that a lot of people, hold on. And maybe in uncertain times, planning is kind of tricky because things can change from day to day. But what do you mean by stop planning altogether?
Yeah, it's funny. Mike Tyson even had a quote that says, you know, all your planning and training goes out the window the second you get punched in the face. You know, that's really happening. Yep. But Truett Cathy, founder of Chick-fil-A restaurants, gave me a great insight. I said, hey, Truett, I go, I want to be a billionaire just like you. What do I do differently? And he said, stop planning. And I said, well, that goes against everything I've ever learned. And he said, last year you had a lot of plans. I go, yeah. And he goes, how did that work out for you? He says, you probably hit a goal from time to time, but how it went did not go as you expected. He goes, look for and capitalize on unexpected opportunity. He said, if I'm on my sofa and I want to get to the end of the street, that's my goal. I have to get up, take action, and not overthink it, like where I'm going to pause and take a break. He goes, I'm looking for opportunity. Did a kid leave a skateboard or a bicycle out to make my journey short? If I get lucky, I'll wave down a neighbor driving by and hitch a ride to the end of the street. He says, either way, I'll get to my goal. I'm just not so caught up in exactly how it has to happen.
Let's discuss the title, because there's a story in that as well. People will look at the title and go, 3 Feet from Gold, that immediately they're immediately thinking, especially, you know, when they see Think and Grow Rich and they're like money, but there's more to it than that. So can you kind of explain where the title came from? I know that there's a story in here and I want people to definitely pick up the book to check out all of this. And one thing I really do like about the book, by the way, is the chapters are bite-sized. Like each chapter is short, but there's a lesson inside of each. And there's a story, and this is one of them. So can you share a little bit about where the title came from?
Absolutely. And by the way, we're doing this call from my home right here in Carlsbad in San Diego. And the trash truck's going to be out front. This is just reality. We're doing it in our living room, just to let you know. But the story comes from the very first chapter of Think and Grow Rich, the 20th best-selling book in history, The Bible of Personal Development. And it's a story about a guy named R.U. Darby who has gold fever but knows nothing about gold. Goes out west, starts digging, finds a couple nuggets, gets excited, and he hides it and tells his family and friends. They chip in money to buy equipment to pull it out by the ore cart. And first enough, the cart comes out and it's filled with gold. Woohoo! He's going to be rich. But then the gold ran out. Kept digging, but there's no more gold. Defeated, he walks out of the mine and says, I quit, and sees a junk man walking by. Says, hey, buddy, give me a couple $100. I'll save the mine, the deed, the equipment. I'm done. Done digging this business. I'm out of here. And the junk man, surveying the equipment, was worth thousands, said, you got a deal. And Darby goes home defeated. But then the junk man goes to an engineer, says, what happened? He says, this guy hit gold and ran out. And the engineer starts laughing. He says, that's mining 101. Everyone knows that gold runs in a straight line. It's called the gold vein. What Darby did is he hit one side, hit the gold, and tapped back into dirt. He says, go back to where they discovered treasure. Go 3 feet the opposite way. 90 degrees, you'll tap back into the vein. Not only did the junk man pull millions upon millions of dollars out, but that's what fills Fort Knox today. And the moral is, how many times have we or someone we know quit one class short from a degree or sales or marketing? It's easy to quit, but it's the people that went that extra little bit, that extra 3 feet, they're the ones that separate the people that just wish they would have had it to the people we tell the stories today.
Let's talk a little bit about Napoleon Hill, because, you know, his name comes up a lot. And I mean, his work has been around for a while. And I remember talking to Jeffrey Gittimer about this as well. Like the idea of timeless, like some of the books that are out there now, there's so many. But there's that timeless, the timeless elements of certain authors, certain thought leaders that have just, well, they've stood the test of time. What is it about Napoleon Hill that has, you know, kind of resonated throughout the years to the point where when that name gets mentioned, people go, oh, you know, there's an aura about it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I don't even know if that's true, to be honest with you, Mike, because okay. I write the Think and Grow Rich series through the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And the realities are, you might know it, I might know it, thought leaders might know it, but the general population does not. Right. You would be so surprised how many times I go speak to corporations and places all around the world that they've never even heard of this amazing classic. And the realities are, it's what separates the 95% who dream of success to the top 5%, I think, who actually achieve it. And the reason why Napoleon Hill is synonymous with success is because those principles he shared have stood the test of time. You know, what he wrote 100 years ago still is true today. It's the same thing as if you jumped off a building 100 years ago, physics would tell you you're going to smash on the sidewalk, right? Yeah. Well, the same thing applies today. You know, what you think about will naturally come to be. You know, your actions become your realities. And what I've been doing is working with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, you know, all these years to update and modernize the principles, because I find them to be, you know, so true and relevant, but they're just having a, I don't know what the word is. I'm not changing the tire. I'm putting a new hubcap. I'll give you an example. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, the biggest chapter was called The Six Ghosts of Fear. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about, you know, what people fear the most. Well, 100 years ago when he did it, they talked about the fear of loss of love, which is the greatest mankind fear. I don't think that's true today. And it was the fear of old age. I don't think that's true today. The fear of things. So what I did is I went with Sharon Lecter and the Napoleon Hill Foundation says, what is the modern ones? And we said, it's the fear of pain. It's the fear of loss. It's the fear of the unknown. And the biggest one is the fear of judgment, the fear of criticism. There's a bumper sticker that says, what would you do if you couldn't fail? The big question is, what would you do the moment you stop worrying about what other people thought?
Yeah. And I think that that's those are really good points. The fact that it's almost like you got to the core of the matter with those elements, right? The idea of pain, loss versus the loss of love. You went to the core to add another element of timelessness to it. And it seems to me that by the way, I think you're right. You're spot on. We kind of are in this bubble a little bit. I mean, I remember talking about, I used to say GTD all the time. Oh, GTD, GTD this. And people are like, what is GTD? I'm like, you don't know who David Allen is, the author of Getting Things Done? They're like, no, who's that? We get caught in these little bubbles where it's like, oh, right, I've got to remember that I'm deep into this, but you might not be. So it there is that there as well. I want to talk a little bit about the simplicity of a lot of this. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but there's some simplicity elements, especially when you talk about the idea of CPC. And there's a power behind that. Can you describe to my listener here, and there will be many, but this one that's listening right now, that's like, I need something that's gonna help direct me in the right direction, and help me get some of the insights that I really need. What is CPC and why does it have so much power?
First, I'm gonna say, Mike, you did some homework, because just the fact you're asking me this question is pretty darn cool. You're like one of only five that have even touched on this one. So CPC is from a book that I wrote recently called Wealth Made Easy. I interviewed people worth $100 million to $1 billion, and I kept asking them what their blueprint for success was. And CPC kept coming up, and that means clues, patterns, choices. It's an acronym, CPC. And I realized it's about accountability. and responsibility for every single thing that happens. Stop blaming other people. And it goes down like this. If I go out on a first date, I'm a single guy and she's 20 minutes late. Well, there's a little red flag. That's a clue. Mm-hmm. If I go on the second, third, fourth date, she's 20 minutes late, I'm seeing what's called a P pattern. Now, it's my C choice whether I deal with it, adjust it, yell at her, break up with her. But it's not her fault. She's just late. Stop trying to change people. It's the same thing. How many times have you seen someone who's got a bad reputation in business? They'll cheat your best friend. We'll do something with them thinking it'll be different this time. And when things go awry, we're mad at that person. It'd be the same thing as watching a rattlesnake rattle, bite your kid's sister, and you go to pet it and get bit, and you're mad at the snake. Have accountability and responsibility by following CPC, clues, patterns, choices.
You know, the reason that this fascinated me when I came across it was I talk about this a lot when it comes to people wondering why they're not getting things on their to-do list. I said, you've got to give yourself better clues. If you see something like work on book, and your brain goes, there's no way I can get the book done today. That's a clue that you need to break it down into smaller bite-sized pieces. So that was what's interesting is that is a simple philosophy and concept to kind of look at and go, that makes sense. So now my next question is why do we get in our own way when it comes to this sort of thing and to kind of when it doesn't, either when it feels like it's too hard to do, such as like basically making it a habit, how do we entrench that in, like, whether it's CPC or some of the other things that you've talked about, not only in this book, but in some of the other, I mean, you've written a lot of books. How do you build some of those principles and concepts into something that just becomes a way of operating?
Well, it's by daily actions. It's so interesting. I'm working on a new book right now. It's called Be Kind to Your Future Self. Mm. And the whole idea is, what incremental step can we do today to have a brighter tomorrow? So, you know, if I want to be 20 pounds lighter for, you know, summer break, that means I got to put the cheeseburger down today. And if I want more cash in my bank account in 6 months from now, that means I put $20 into a shoebox every single week until, you know, 6 months from now, I got a shoebox full of cash. So it's all those incremental steps. But to answer your original question, you know, one of the things that holds us back is, unfortunately, we're codependent enabler type human beings. And this is just our fact. And so we're always trying to fix people. We're always trying to, you know, project our stuff onto them. And if looking back in life, rarely are we mad at ourselves for a bad business move or a bad relationship. We're usually just mad at ourselves that we held on too long.
Okay, let's take a break from the conversation now to talk about our sponsors. Thanksgiving and Black Friday may look a little different this year, but there's still a lot to be thankful for, like being able to find the right people for your team when the holiday rush has you ramping up your small business needs. So when you're ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so you can find the right person for your business fast. Now, I'm ramping up my business. This is my busiest time of year. People want to end the year strong and they want to start the next year bright. And I'm going to look at LinkedIn Jobs to make that happen for me because there's a variety of reasons to make that happen, to make LinkedIn Jobs the place you go. For example, LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with more than 706 million members worldwide. Getting started is easier than ever with new features to help you find qualified candidates quickly. You can post a job with targeted screening questions and they'll quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can manage job posts and contact candidates from a single view on the familiar LinkedIn.com as functions are streamlined onto one simple screen. And now you can do all of this from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. I've been looking at someone to help me with some design work and all that stuff and stuff that I'm going to need to take things to the next level. And by going to LinkedIn Jobs to make that happen, it's just simple, fast, easy. It really does embody the kind of things that I look for in a tool. So when your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. All you need to do is just visit linkedin.com/timecrafting. Again, that's linkedin.com/timecrafting to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. So what are you waiting for? If you're looking to hire, then you want to check out what LinkedIn Jobs has to offer. Again, linkedin.com/timecrafting. Get that $50 off your first job post today. Okay, my wife is getting a new computer. She's getting a MacBook Air this week as this episode comes out. And I can tell you right now, one of the things that we're going to put on her new MacBook Air, because it has everything that she's going to need, is SetApp. Now, what is SetApp? Well, SetApp packs over 200 high quality apps into one. It is a subscription for Mac apps. It's the best way to discover new quality apps and get all the tools you need to be successful and productive. Now, with SetApp, there's an app for almost any task, so you can stay in your flow and finish what you started. Here's another reason to consider SetApp. SetApp has a dedicated curation team that only selects the highest quality apps. You don't have to search for the best tools anymore. They're already in SetApp. So when my wife gets her new MacBook Air and we put SetApp on it, she can just search through SetApp to find the apps that she's going to need. And there's over 200 high quality apps in SetApp, as I've mentioned. And there's new apps added to SetApp regularly. Updates are free and all the apps are full featured pro versions. It's also a great value. Instead of paying thousands of dollars for separate licenses, there's just one flat monthly fee. So I want you to take advantage of SetApp like my wife's going to be able to when her new MacBook Air arrives. Just head over to setapp.com to try SetApp free for a week. Now, if you like SetApp, plans start at just $9.99 a month. That's a steal. You can use it for as long as it's useful for you. I'm using it now. I know that my wife is going to use it for the foreseeable future. And you will want to keep using it as well. That's setapp.com, SETAPP.com. Check out what SetApp can do for you and get that free trial for a week now. So as I'm recording this little ad spot right now, I have to say that today, my now year wall calendar arrived for 2021. And I'm excited because I get to start using the tool that I've worked on for a number of years with my friend Jesse Phillips over at New Year. So I'm really excited because now I can take my Now Year action plan and put it on this new calendar, which is going to go on the back of my door because I got the tall version. And I've been talking about the Now Year wall calendar for a few episodes now. And I really think it's a valuable, valuable tool. So you can see your whole year at a glance. I get to put things on here like workshops I'm doing for Time Crafting Trust. I get to put all my monthly themes on there as well as my daily themes. I can track things using the new way we've designed the little boxes in the corner to track your habits. So whether you're tracking things like exercise or keeping a journal, I can do that there right on this really amazing wall calendar. Now, if you're looking to have a bird's eye view of your year all in one glance, then I strongly encourage you to check out what this calendar can offer you. All you need to do is head to productivityist.com/newyear. That's N-E-U-Y-E-A-R. And when you purchase a Now Year wall calendar, either in the wide format or the tall format, and you use the promo code podcast at discount before December 1st, 2020, you'll get 10% off your order. This wall calendar has been in my productivity toolkit for a number of years, and I know it'll be a valuable addition to yours. So again, get the Now Year wall calendar today. Head to productivityist.com/newyear, N-E-U-Y-E-A-R. And then when you go to checkout, enter the promo code podcast as long as you order before December 1st, 2020, and you'll get 10% off of your order. This thing is fantastic. It's just great to be able to see my year at a glance. Why not give yourself the same gift? See your whole year all at once in a clean, crisp, simple design, one that's going to stand the test of time. Again, head to productivityist.com/newyear, enter that promo code podcast to check out, get 10% off the Now Year wall calendar today. Okay, I run an online business. And if you're running a business that needs to focus on growth and you really want to take things to the next level, then you're going to want to give Klaviyo a try. So if growing an e-commerce business is your focus, then you're going to need a platform that's focused on growth, and that's where Klaviyo comes in. Klaviyo is the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for online brands of all kinds and all sizes. So whether you're just getting started or running a well-known brand, it gives you everything you need to send memorable branded emails, text messages, and more so you can build strong relationships that keep your customers coming back. With flexible automations, powerful insights, and super precise targeting, Klaviyo is a faster way to turn great ideas into great customer experiences. That's why it's trusted by more than 40,000 brands like Living Proof, Huckberry, and 8sleep. In fact, on average, Klaviyo customers see a 41% increase in overall revenue within 5 months. That's massive. And Klaviyo scales with you so you never have to switch. They support everything from garage startups to iconic billion-dollar brands. So if you want to learn more about how you can grow your brand with Klaviyo, then visit klaviyo.com/grow to get started with a free trial today. That's klaviyo.com/grow. If you want to grow, then you've got to give Klaviyo a try. Head to klaviyo.com/grow today. And now let's get back to my conversation with Greg Reed here on the Productivityist podcast. All right, let's dig into something that you mentioned off the top. Filmmaking. I've been spending more time looking at video lately, and not in the way of let's follow the formula necessarily for a typical YouTube video. There's lots of productivity YouTube channels out there that are talking about apps and things like that. But my history is I started in doing comedy and things like that. And I wanted actually to become a screenwriter and filmmaker and actor. That's what I wanted to do. What's interesting is I've been able to kind of do some of that stuff with my work now. So it's been an interesting ride to this point, and I feel like this is the season I'm kind of in. But film. So first off, talk a little bit about when you wanted to make a movie and when you wanted to, pursue that, and then how you went about doing it. Because it's a good lesson for me, but it seems not like outside of the wheelhouse, but it just seems when you mention that off the top, it's like, oh, really? What led you down that path?
Yeah, it's interesting. So there's three little compartments we got to open up. So one, in my family, my siblings and everything have got like PhDs and, master's degrees in theatrical arts, except for me. Yet I'm the only person in this space. So go figure that. Rule number two is I did a bucket list when I was 17 of 80 impossible items. And one of them happened to be making movies, but that wasn't my goal. What happened is I was writing a book called Think and Grow Rich, Stickability, The Power to Persevere. And I was interviewing a guy named Frank Shankwitz, who started a nonprofit called Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mm-hmm. And during the interview, I asked him a question. What was your wish? And he looked at me like I had two heads. And he says, what do you mean? I says, well, you're founder of Make-A-Wish. What did you ask for? And he says, Greg, no one ever asked me. I says, well, I will be the guy to grant your wish. I go, would you like a Lamborghini? What would you like? I'm going to give it to you. And he says, I just want my story to be told so my grandkids will know that I did something. So he signed over his life rights and I said, I'll make it into a major feature film, but just know I've never made a feature film. And he trusted me, took 6 years, millions of dollars. And we actually made the official ballot for the Oscars this last Oscar season. But more importantly, we're trending worldwide on Netflix at this very second. And the movie is called Wish Man.
Wow. Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit. So the choice that you made in that moment, mm-hmm. you said, number one, gave him something that he never had asked before, which is amazing. And it's kind of interesting because you think that, your thought was, well, yeah, you clearly had a wish. So you want to help other people's make wishes, but it never really went down that path. Never. Then you just out of no, like, was that just as when the words came out of your mouth, did you go, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? Or is it just something that you've done to the point where like, well, this is my, I remember that list I wrote down. Like, it just seems like a radical decision with bold choice made almost in a moment, but the buildup was always there.
Yeah. And so the answer to all those questions is it's hit me, I guess, is the thing. That's what I do. I ask weird questions because I'm a journalist. I mean, I write books, right? So I ask questions. It was interesting. One time I was hanging out with a guy named Bob Proctor. A lot of people might know him from The Secret mm-hmm. or something of this nature. He's a motivational legend who did a book called Born Rich. And he goes around the world carrying a copy of Think and Grow Rich. I mean, he's such an addict to Think and Grow Rich. And when I wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich, Thoughts Are Things, I realized I could honor him by making that wish come true. So I made him my co-author. And together, he and I wrote that book that is a worldwide bestseller. And I couldn't even tell you how many languages, just by getting someone else something that they want. Zig Ziglar said, you get what you want, you help others get what they want. One time I had a meeting with the lead singer of Little River Band. When I was a kid, they had a song out, Reminiscing, that mm-hmm. was my theme song as a child.
I remember that song. Right? I'm in that age range. I know, right? I remember hearing that song on the AM radio. Yep.
And we were in the backyard, and I says, what would you do if you could do anything? And he says, I'd be in a three-piece jazz band and play the standing bass. So I invited him to an event, and at the end of the event, I said, hey, before you go, we got something for you. And I had a custom bass made for him. The guy literally teared up, but now I got a best friend in that industry because you granted a wish. So to me, it's something I've been doing my entire career.
All right, let's talk about the rich history of you as an author. That's a lot of books. Mm. 70 books. And the thing that this is some research that was done, but 36 of them are bestsellers as of this recording, by the way. But you're dyslexic.
No, I'm the least qualified guy in the world to do every single thing that I do. I just want everyone to be clear, okay? So I am the least qualified guy. I can't spell. I can't read. I can't write. I'm dyslexic. Play me Words with Friends. You'll win every time. And so what I did is I learned the power of you work your strengths and you hire your weaknesses. So I found amazing ghostwriters and editors to take my words and craft them in a way people would want to read. So for example, you mentioned 3 Feet from Gold. You know, that was 12 years ago. Right. And when we did that book, it was with Sharon Lecter, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Kiyosaki. Now, who can write a better book? Some guy who can't read in San Diego, or the person who wrote a world bestselling book with 36 million copies sold? When I did Wealth Made Easy, Gary Krebs was my ghostwriter, and he's the former publisher of McGraw-Hill Publishing Corporation in New York. And so what I do is I surround myself with the world's best people and let them work their strengths, and I, you know, work mine on the other side. I'm full of crap. I'm a great talker. So I do the communication skills where they do the writing skills.
Again, we're going to go back to the subtitle of this book, Obstacles into Opportunities. What to you has been your biggest obstacle that you were maybe not surprised, but and maybe even relieved isn't the right word, but became an opportunity that you didn't anticipate? Was it the film definitely seems like something that, the fact that you kind of pushed for it, which is, again, that's just a stunning story. But what is there one that stands out, like, this is an obstacle that I faced, and man, the opportunity that came from it and that I took advantage of was something that wasn't anticipated and I'm delighted by?
Yeah, every single challenge I do is that. Like right now I'm doing a TV show. And again, know nothing about TV, know nothing about movies, know nothing about written books. Everything I do, I know nothing about. And so when I did my first book, it was called The Millionaire Mentor. And when you write a book, you write something called a query letter. It says who you are, what's your message, why are you an expert, who's going to read your book. I was turned down 268 publishers, agents, and printers in a row for my first book. Again, I can't read, I can't write, and I can't spell. And the 269th publisher said, we'll do your book, just change the title, beginning, middle, and the end, because it sucked. And I went and got a ghostwriter, crafted it in a way people want to read it, and went on to become a global phenomenon. And by doing that, now I've been publishing over 100 copies, 45 languages. I think it's 37 bestsellers now. And again, I have a star on the Walk of Fame for being an author for a guy who can't write. All things are possible. Work your strengths, hire your weaknesses.
Greg, this has been a phenomenal conversation. If someone wants to start down a path that's even remotely close to what you've done, what's one action that they can take today to start to say, look, I just listened to Greg talk about this stuff and I'm super inspired and motivated. What's one action that they can take today to start down that path for themselves?
Well, seek counsel and not opinion. It's all about finding a credible source. So for example, opinion is based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, or inexperience, like a family friend who's never done what you want to do. Counsel is based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. People have paved the way. If you go to a family friend and say you're going to write a best-selling book, they might talk you out of it if they've never written a book. If you go to Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, he's going to say, before you get started, here's what you need to know and give you counsel based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. If we would spend our activity only seeking counsel, ignoring people's opinion, that's the day your life would change.
Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. Where can people, again, as I, as I go through and I've gone through your stuff, you're a fascinating person, and I think people need to know more and dig in deeper. Where can people learn more about you and keep up with what you're doing? Because you're doing a lot.
Well, thank you very much. So you can just Google me. I'm all over the place. But Instagram, believe it or not, is the easiest way. It's Greg S. Reed. And if you send me a direct message right there, I promise to respond right away. And anyone that would like a free copy of the Millionaire Mentor book, all you got to do is text the word secret to 76626, and I'll send it to you as a gift.
Greg, thanks so much for taking the time to join me today on the Productivities Podcast.
Keep smiling.